I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.
It is 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Grant Nielsen in for Jeff Kaplan. Outside, overcast conditions and 40 degrees.
Delays and congestion eastbound I-215. I'm Steve Carlson.
Our top story is a developing story on KSL. A woman in her 20s is dead after being hit by a wrong-way driver on I-215 eastbound in Holiday this afternoon. And we have learned that wrong-way driver, a woman in her 80s, has also died. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce is live from Holiday now. Kelly, do we know any more about these women?
Well, Grant, all we know is that the UHP thinks the elderly woman got confused and accidentally drove up the 33rd South, 3900 South off-ramp. Sergeant Nick Street says she went 3 or 4 miles before she hit a couple cars near 2300 East.
Kind of a dynamic situation played out where vehicles are skidding different places on the roadway, and the charcoal-colored Fusion slid, went head-on into a gold Ford Taurus.
And that woman who was in that Taurus car, died instantly. The elderly woman was taken to the hospital where she apparently passed away. The other drivers are all right. Live in Holiday, Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
A heartbreaking day for the city of Grantsville today as they honored the Haney family. Maria Chaleos has more.
The shootings in Grantsville.
Grant, hundreds of people packed into a church in Grantsville to say their goodbyes to four members of the Haney family who were murdered last week. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Members of the community are still trying to process the murders of four members of the Haney family.
I kind of feel it's a nightmare that we're going to wake up from, and this is going to be true. Yeah.
But inside, surviving brother Danny told the attendees he's positive he'll be reunited with his family someday. Alejandra was described as a woman who lived for her kids. Alexis was called a great artist, Matthew a protective friend, and Milan a fierce ninja on the soccer field. Some people say the one positive thing is seeing how the community is supporting each other now.
Everyone I knew from Grantsville, every time we've talked about Danny.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
A new dinosaur was discovered in Utah. Paleontologists at the Utah Museum of Natural History say it's another type of Allosaurus, which was a meat-eating predator. Several fossils have been found in Dinosaur National Monument over the last two decades and pieced together with great research.
This animal actually lived before Allosaurus fragilis, and Allosaurus jimadsoni represents the only other species of Allosaurus that lived in North America.
And it is named after Utah's first state paleontologist, Jim Madsen.
The race for Utah governor.
1 week from today, candidates for governor take to the debate stage. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Election Desk.
The Silicon Slopes Tech Summit is where the first governor's debate is happening. It's next Friday, 11 a.m. at the Salt Palace. Six Republicans have enough donations to be on stage. Coincidentally, a large audience is expected because Silicon Slopes just announced Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg as the keynote speaker. Meantime, Democratic presidential hopeful Elizabeth Warren's campaign setting up shop in Utah. The campaign is named Marcus Stevenson as Warren's organizing director here. They also named a regional director for Salt Lake County and another one for Central and Southern Utah. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Our top national story this hour. House managers are wrapping up their last day of opening statements in the president's impeachment trial. Representative Jerry Nadler arguing the president has declared himself above the law by concealing much of the evidence.
No president or judge, except Richard Nixon, has ever defied subpoenas on that basis. And no president or judge, none, has ever directed others to defy subpoenas categorically across the board. They have all eventually recognized their obligations under the law. President Trump stands alone.
Nadler says the president shouldn't be able to withhold important documents. Meantime, Senate Judiciary Chairman Lindsey Graham says he plans to investigate Hunter Biden's lucrative job at a Ukrainian gas company while his father was serving as vice president. Graham says President Trump was justified in asking Ukraine to investigate the Bidens.
You're the vice president of the United States. You're in charge of Ukrainian corruption efforts. And your son winds up getting $3 million from the most corrupt entity in the Ukraine, Burisma. Would you expect people to give you a pass?
The impeachment managers used part of their time on the Senate floor today working to debunk corruption allegations involving Hunter Biden and his job at Burisma. Steps are being taken to improve security ahead of Super Bowl 54, set to be played at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, Florida, on February 2nd. Now, the U.S. Coast Guard is doing its part.
There will be a 24/7 security zone established in the waters of Biscayne Bay in the vicinity of Bayside beginning Sunday morning.
The San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs will face off a week from Sunday. Kit Kat lovers, you're going to love this. Kit Kat mini ice cream bars are rumored to be hitting the store shelves soon.
Oh, my gosh.
Grant will be the first one in line.
No kidding.
Photos of them are going around on Instagram, and it isn't the first time Kit Kats and ice creams have gotten together, but these are snackable bars, and I'm sure I could eat the whole box in one sitting.
That's going to be dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
KSL News Time 6:05. Ricky Meese, you want an ice cream Kit Kat bar?
I'll take a Kit Kat, but I'll leave the ice cream for you guys.
Oh, really?
Okay. All right.
Well, tell me about any major traffic problems.
We have trouble in traffic for Davis County drivers northbound I-15 200 North in Kaysville. We're not sure if it's a crash or police activity. They are to the right, possibly sticking out into that right lane of traffic. And it's there by the Kaysville Ponds, and that's what's causing your slow-and-go delays back to Shepherd Lane in Farmington. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
China is working to contain the coronavirus. That story just ahead on Utah's Afternoon News, KSL News Time 6:06.